Hey, beautiful friends, and welcome back to Faith Fueled Woman. This is your host, Kristen, and I'm so glad that you are here with me today. Today, I'm about to drop a mini episode. I think it's under 10 minutes. And next week, I have a great interview coming up with you, up for you. So I can't wait for you to hear that next week. And before we jump into today's mini episode, I just wanted to let you know, if you haven't already gone to my website and grabbed the Joyful Living Devotional Journal, go grab it now. You can head over to kristenfitch.com. or Faith Fueled Woman, go to the freebies page, and it's at the top of the page. It's completely free, and it has tons of scripture in it and questions that you can reflect on and answer, and lots of space for you to reflect and journal and add your own prayers. So go over and grab that now if you haven't already. All right, so now let's dive into today's episode. So today I actually want to talk about knowing the truths of God and how can we replace the things we tell ourselves, the stories, the things about ourselves, about our situation. How can we replace the things we keep saying in our own mind with the truth of God and the truth about what God does in our lives? And actually, if you don't already have the first five app, it's by the Proverbs 31 women. It's great. It's a short devotional every day. It's on my phone. You can go and download that. But today's devotional was by Lisa Turkhurst. They rotate who does the devotional each day, but it was actually about the topic I want to talk about, but it really hit me. I thought it was really good. And if I can, I'll try to see if I can link to it in the show notes so that you can read the whole thing. But it starts off at the top and it says, when we set our minds on the truths of God, we have direct and immediate access to the peace of God. And right now they're going through Lamentations, the book of Lamentations, and the scripture that they share, let me go to where they share more of it. Let's see. It says this. It's Lamentations 3, 21 through 24. It says, that's just her saying it. It's like hope emerged for the first time in Lamentations. But here's the scripture. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. And so that is what we're talking about today. At least that's what they're talking about in their devotional. But what I love is that Lisa shares basically that we can always trust God's word, even when we're being dragged down in our minds with the scripts that we keep on repeat, right? The words, the negativity, the untruths, or the lies that we tell ourselves. So she basically says, before I even have my first cup of coffee most mornings, the mental battle begins. Lies bombard me with scripts that don't line up with the truth of God's word and drag my mood down before I even have a fair shot to enjoy this new day. And I'll just share two of the things she says. Some of the wrong things she's tempted to believe are, I'm never going to get better at this and I won't be able to get over this. And so I share this today because while I've talked to guests on my show before about, you know, how do we replace or flip the script on negative thinking or on things that aren't true about ourselves or things that aren't true about our life or about our circumstances. I wanted to bring it up again because, like I said, this particular devotional from First Five really spoke to me today. And while I try my best to have a positive outlook and, you know, overall try to be positive about my circumstances and about myself, we all can let those thoughts creep in. And if it's not something that we've gotten a hold of, we may find ourselves most of the time stuck in these thoughts, right? Like, I look horrible. Oh my gosh, I am struggling to pay my bills, or, you know, just all these things. But the problem is when we keep repeating this to ourselves, we get stuck in that place instead of allowing ourselves to fully live in what God wants for us and live in the truth about who God is. And so it is really important that we take the time to work on these negative thoughts. And one of my guests, I remember, we talked about, we don't realize that the deception that we're in, that we're telling ourselves. And she talked about making a lie list. In other words, what are all the things that you're telling yourself? And so we basically, when you make a lie list, you fill out all the things you believe about yourself or believe about what's going on in your life. And fill in the blank. I always blank. What is it? I always mess up. I always look messy. I always, you know, come out last. Or I always I'm upset with myself, or people are always upset with me, right? Whatever it is. And so we just need to write down, what are these untruths? And then we need to replace those untruths, those lies that we're telling ourselves about ourselves, with God's truth. He does not say those things about us. He says we're a daughter of God. He says that we're, you know, powerful and strong with him, that we are capable, right? That we can have wisdom and we can have discernment and all of these other things. Yet we continue to tell ourselves things that it's because we're comparing ourselves to the world. We're comparing ourselves to false images of being a woman. We're comparing ourselves to photoshopped bodies in magazines or things that they're holding up on a pedestal, but that's not of God. And we have to be careful what we're filling ourselves with, both negative thoughts, but also visuals. And look, I am not the person that's going to say, oh, don't watch anything or look at anything that is not pure and whatever. I mean, I definitely watch things on Netflix like mystery shows or thrillers and things like that. But I still have a boundary. I have a limit. There's certain shows my husband or someone will say, like, let's watch this. And I'll watch the trailer and I'll just know, right? I'll just know deep in my heart or my soul that it's not for me, because it may make me where I'm more nervous, right? I'm worried someone's going to break in the door, or, you know, so it starts giving me these spinning thoughts, or it starts planting negative seeds. So I know that if that show or that preview or the beginning of a series makes me feel that way, then I know it's not for me. It might be okay for someone else, but it's not for me. And so we do need to, one, guard our thoughts, right? Guard our mind, but then also guard what we're seeing, what we're putting in. And I've talked about this before on the show, but I curate my Instagram feed. You know, I don't go on Facebook very much. I try to go on, you know, check if I have any notifications and I try to get off. But, you know, for there, it's a little bit harder. But on Instagram, for the most part, other than friends, I follow other people. So it's wellness content. It's home, like homesteading or recipes, you know, food recipes. Then it's faith-based content, or it's motivational content. And so my whole feed, to be honest with you, I'm so enamored. Like, it's so good. Every time I go on there, I'm saving things that people say about God and about script. And I save scripture. I save recipes. I save health tips. So for me, I go on there and I actually feel amazing when I leave, and I save lots of great content. So we have to do the same thing in our life, right? We have to declutter it from all of the messages that are bombarding us, telling us that we are not enough. We are not worthy now. And it can be hard, and it doesn't happen overnight, right? The more we combat these untruths about ourselves, the more we figure out the stories we're telling ourselves. And for most of us, most of these stories and these things we're telling ourselves, maybe even never out loud, they started, for most of us, probably when we were young or a teenager, but they started decades ago. So undoing these is going to take some work. It's going to take us getting into a new pattern of replacing those things, that thinking. And, you know, definitely journaling, writing down, I always blank, or I feel this way about myself, or I believe I, you know, can't get out of my situation, right? Financially, or maybe it's a relationship, or maybe you believe you can't meet a good person, right? Because maybe you're single. But all of that is a belief that is not necessarily grounded in God's word or truth. And so if we want to change how we're showing up in our life, how we're showing up in the world, and that's, I would say, that's how God wants it to be. He wants us to show up fully confident, but much like my episode coming out next week, he wants to show us to show up in God confidence. It's not about self-confidence. I mean, we will have self-confidence if we have God confidence, but it's about knowing who we are in Christ. It's about knowing that, you know, the minor things are not a big deal. And my guest for next week actually says, here's what I've learned. Self-confidence produces little lasting fruit, but God confidence will stand the test of time. And that's by Jamie Klusicek. And she's joining me next week. And it's a beautiful episode. But I just want to come on and say, I just hope that as we wake up in the morning, we'll just find those ways to fill ourselves up with God's word, either through a devotional or prayer time. Maybe it's getting quiet outside and just being in awe of what all he's created, right? The creation, Maybe it's being in awe of him creating your children and just what a miracle that is. But whatever it is, like, let's start filling ourselves up with his word. Let's start filling ourselves up with all of the wonder and truths of God in our life. So whether you write those out, you know, and put them on your desk, or you have them, you know, in your prayer journal, just keep reminding yourself. And then the more you do this, the easier it gets. But for instance, now if I have a negative thought about whatever it might be, I'm pretty quick that I can capture it in my mind. Like, literally, I go, hold on here. What's going on? Like, I can tell immediately I'm starting to get frustrated about something, or something hurt my feelings, or I'm feeling bad about myself or something, you know. And I have to grab that thought, and I have to say, you know, I have to question myself in my mind and say, like, is this actually true? Like, does this make me a bad person, or does this make that person a bad person? Or, you know, so I challenge the thought. But that takes time. And the more we do it, the easier it gets. And so I would just encourage you, make that list, you know, like I shared about the make a lie list. Like, what do you keep telling yourself that deep down, you know, it's not really true, but you keep feeding into it. You keep feeding the lie, or you keep feeding the story about yourself, or maybe the story about somebody else. Maybe what you have to let go of is the story you keep telling yourself about your spouse, or about your brother-in-law, or whoever it might be. But I think we have to be honest about where are we judging ourselves harshly, or judging others in a way that doesn't really align with what God's telling us to do, or God's telling us who we are, or who someone else is. And so that's it. I just want to come on today and share that, because it was very meaningful to me. And like I said, I'm going to try to share the link to the whole devotional in my show notes. So go click on that if you're interested in reading the whole thing. But until next time, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks again for listening to the show. And if you enjoyed today's episode, we would love it if you could take a minute to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, because it helps our show get discovered by more people. And if you'd like to be encouraged in your faith and in your life, go on to kristenfitch.com and sign up to get my newsletter. I have lots of freebies and lots of inspiration and encouragement that'll be coming your way. And I would love it if you joined part of our community.